Number of warehouse distribution / fulfillment centers. The number of warehouses and volume of warehouse space are increasing globally. There are a number of possible causes. Globalization of supply chains requires keeping inventory and possibly customizing inventory near local markets. Increasing complexity of the supply chain requires suppliers to locate materials nearer to customers. Competitive forces require agility in filling demand, which requires more inventory located closer to customers and efficiency in distribution processes. For example, to save transportation costs, distributors may insert cross-docking or consolidation / break bulk warehouses into the distribution chain. In another example, a home improvement big box retailer added 18 rapid deployment centers in strategic areas to rapidly restock shelves for items with demand spikes, such as generators or plywood after regional storms, increasing replenishment speed while reducing overall costs. While the overall trend is toward more warehouses, many individual organizations are working to reduce the number of their warehouses to an optimal number. Langley et al. In supply chain management, cite a merger of two grocery manufacturers who went from 54 U.S. distribution centers to just 15 strategically located ones. They also note how a leading pharmaceutical distributor found a way to add same-day delivery and regular service while significantly reducing its number of distribution centers. Part of their success may be because organizations have started to reject the premise that a full-line inventory warehouse is needed near every major market. In addition to selective line warehouse stocking, better transportation management systems have made next-day delivery service from 800 to 1,000 miles away feasible and common in practice. The decision about the number of warehouses to maintain has offsetting advantages and disadvantages. If a business chooses a greater number, it faces higher inventory costs because safety stock levels will increase, higher inbound transport costs because of the number of destinations, and higher operating costs, facility operation and information management to control a more complex system. However, the customer service level will be higher since there will be more warehouses near the customer, thus faster reaction time, and greater likelihood of being able to satisfy required customer demand within an acceptable time. Fewer warehouses means lower costs in general, but also less competitiveness in terms of the ability to provide service quickly and with minimum risk. Businesses must consider their customers, their business models, and especially their transportation costs in making this decision. Using total cost of ownership, TCO, to determine optimum number of warehouses, distribution example. A total cost of ownership, TCO study is typically used to analyze make versus buy options or to compare various potential suppliers, but the same principles can be used to help with decisions related to the optimum number of warehouses and distribution and fulfillment centers while considering other logistics cost trade-offs. While Exhibit 9-40 analyzes only a few factors for a distribution network, number of distribution points, inventory carrying costs, and transportation cost, even this simplified trade-off analysis helps show that the lowest total cost for a distribution network is often in a different range than the lowest total cost for any given system component. While a single distribution point warehouse would produce the lowest inventory cost, 7 or 8 would minimize total transportation cost. 3 or 4 distribution points is the range where the lowest total logistics cost might be found using these inputs. Exhibit 9-40, Optimizing Distribution Trade-offs. Note that adding other cost curves to the analysis might shift this range. A more complex and nuanced analysis may also factor in transportation lot sizes, global distances involved, or the amount of safety stock to maintain in the system. Adding multiple factors may require using sophisticated analytical tools such as an optimization or simulation model. A separate analysis would be needed for inbound logistics and manufacturing.